This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, October 10th, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. CAFTA is approved in principle in Costa Rica, so what's next for the small country seeking continued market access? Juan Carlos Hidalgo is project coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute's Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. He says there are reasons to be encouraged by the vote to lower trade barriers across Central America.
CAFTA is a free trade agreement between the United States and six Central American countries and the Dominican Republic. And it basically liberalizes trade between these countries, abolishing all tariffs in the long run up to a period of 20 years and establishing new rules for this relationship, this commercial relationship between these countries.
Costa Rica recently approved CAFTA in principle. What was surprising about that vote?
Well, it was surprising that given the fact that the United States is the major, the largest trading partner of Costa Rica, the vote was so close. We have a long history of trading with the United States. We are a very successful exporter in the world economy, for given our small size. So it was surprising that the vote was so close, that actually like 48% of the country voted against this agreement. Which means that there is a large segment of the population that remains skeptical about free trade and is very antagonist to the idea of having a close relationship with the United States. In the positive side, it was very pleasant to find out that the province that actually delivered the vote to approve CAFTA was the province of Cartago, which is a small province, but is mainly agricultural. And you know that during the debate, the opponents of CAFTA kept repeating that farmers in Costa Rica were going to be the most harmed if CAFTA passed. And it was surprising to find out that actually this agricultural province was the one that voted massively for CAFTA and basically gave half of the 50,000 votes that helped CAFTA passed.
Some Democratic leaders, office holders in the United States, actually actively lobbied against CAFTA, but it did not affect the final outcome.
Yes. For example, we have Senator Bernie Sanders going to Costa Rica with Congressman Michael Michaud and holding a press conference over there with Otón Solís, which is the former presidential candidate who opposes CAFTA, and basically arguing that Costa Ricans have nothing to fear about rejecting CAFTA because we will continue having preferential access to the U.S. market under the Caribbean Basin Initiative, which is actually this preferential agreement that allows Costa Rican products to come into the U.S. market without paying taxes. Well, this is a unilateral policy of the United States, the CBI, which can disappear in any moment. So basically, they went down there and told Costa Ricans, don't worry about it. You will have it forever. You will have the CBI forever. Actually, when Costa Ricans look at their records, voting records, they found out that Bernie Sanders, for example, opposed an extension of the CBI back in 2000. So here we had Democratic congressmen coming to Costa Rica and telling us to be not to be afraid of rejecting CAFTA, and yet they have opposed giving preferential treatment to Costa Rica in the past.
There have been some criticism of CAFTA for how it treats patents with regard to prescription drugs and things like that, particularly dealing with life-saving drugs for AIDS and other diseases.
CAFTA only stipulates protecting the data that pharmaceutical companies give to their local regulatory bodies in order to get approval of the drugs. It doesn't extend in a single day the period of the patents. And all these countries already have patent laws that protect new drugs for 20 years, intellectual property for 20 years. So CAFTA doesn't delay the entrance of new drugs to the market. So in that sense, all these fears are not sustained, real.
For a country like Costa Rica that has just voted in principle to adopt CAFTA, what is next for them?
Well, now we have to approve 13 complementary bills that are the complementing legislation in order to get certification from the United States Trade Representative Office in order to actually be part officially of CAFTA. We have a deadline until February 29 next year to approve all these bills, and it's going to be a very difficult process since the opposition groups are threatening with filibustering many of these bills. So that requires a lot of leadership in Congress, a lot of leadership from the president, President Oscar Arias. But hopefully we'll get this done by February next year, and we will be part of CAFTA sometime in 2008.
What would be the effect on Costa Rica if the country were not able to fully participate in CAFTA?
Well, if we are left out of CAFTA for some reason, one immediate effect is that the preferential access we have to the U.S. market when it comes to textiles and tuna expires in September next year. So just in the textile sector, we're talking about 15,000 jobs. In the tuna sector, we're talking about 6,000 jobs. So most of these jobs will be lost if we don't get into CAFTA soon. In the longer run, that means that Costa Rica will be less competitive comparing to other Central American economies that have CAFTA. And also that it means that Costa Rican services in telecommunications and insurance will continue to be as bad as they are now, since they are under a state-owned monopolies. And with CAFTA, we're opening them to competition. And that's also beneficial for Costa Rican consumers.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is Project Coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute's Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity, and he is a native Costa Rican. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. Read more on free trade at our website, freetrade.org.